Okay, now we're going to learn Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and the last line, Mai Chashmal. The Gemara wanted to know, we speak about in Sefer Yecheskel, in the story of the Merkava, or the description of the Merkava, of God's throne, Chashmal. But we know what Chashmal means in modern Hebrew, but what is Chashmal in the Navi? They didn't have electricity. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Chayos Eish Mimalalos. These are very spiritual heavenly angels that fire comes out when they speak. But Masnisatan in the Brisa it says that Chashmal is something else. Itim Chashal, sometimes these chayos, these angels are quiet. Itim Emalos, and sometimes they speak. B'shar Shadibri Yosem Piyakarosh Baruch Hu, Chashos. When Hashem speaks, they're quiet. B'shar Sheina Dibri Yosem Piyakarosh Baruch Hu, Memalos. And when Hashem doesn't speak, they speak. V'achayos Ritzov V'shov Kemari Abazak. And it describes that the chayos would go back and forth. My Ritzov V'shov, what does it mean Ritzov V'shov? I'm reviewed a Ka'ora Yosem Piyakivshan. That these chayos don't literally go back to where they started because they were uprooted from their place. Rather, they stay originally where they are, and they and fight and sparks come out of them, so it makes it look like they're moving. That's what Ritzov V'shov. So ask the Gemara, my Kemara Bazak. What does it mean that they're like a vision of Bazak that Yecheskel compares them to? Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, Ka'ara Yotzim Ben Acharasim. It's like bolts of lightning that come out from between the coals. The era vihine ruach sa'ara ba min atzafon anan gadol ve'esh mislakachas v'nogal osav v'mitocha kena chashmal mitocha esh. The Gemara continues to darshan what Yecheskel saw in the Ma'aseh Merkava. So he describes this cloud and fire and all sorts of chashmal coming from the fire. Lehechan azal. The pasuk says where he came from. Doesn't say where he was going to. So Amar Avidam Rav shahalach lichbosh es kol olam kulo tachson v'chanetzar rasha. He was going to conquer the whole. The Kisei HaKavod was going to conquer the whole world under Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. So Gemara says, "V'kol kach lama." Even if Nebuchadnezzar deserves to rule over the whole world because of whatever he did for the honor of Hashem, why was he zocha to have the whole world be conquered under him? So the Gemara explains, "Shlo yomru masolam biyadu mashvelam asar kodesh baruch hu esbanav." Hashem didn't want people to think that he gave over his nation into the hands of a lowly nation. So he had to give Nebuchadnezzar some chashivus in order that the fact that he was ruling over us would mean something. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, mi garem li sheya shamash lo avdei psilim. Who caused me that I should have to help the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, meaning and help Nebuchadnezzar out over here. Avonosein shel Yisrael hin gomeli. It's the sins of the Jewish people that caused this. Gemara brings another pasuk that talks about the nevuah of Yecheskel. The era achayos v'inei ofan echad ba'aretz etzal achayos. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar explains, malach echad shu amid ba'aretz. There's one malach that stands on the floor of the sky. V'rosh ha'magiyei etzal achayos. And his head reaches all the way up to the chayos. V'masnisa tana, Sindalfon shmo. That his name is Sindalfon. Hagava mechavero, malach chamish me'el shana. And he's 500 years taller than his friend. I mean, his height is the journey of 500 years above everybody else, all the other malachim. Va'omir achorei merkava, and he stands behind the merkava. V'kosher ksarim lekono, and he ties crowns for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ask Gemara, Eini, is that really so? V'aksiv baruch kvod Hashem imakomo. Pasuk says, blessed is the honor of God from His place. It doesn't say bimakomo, in His place, which makes it sound like they're praising Him already in His place. It says mimakomo, wherever He is. Sounds like the malachim aren't really around Him. Mechal dimakomo leko diadalei. It sounds wherever the makom is of Hashem, none of the malachim are privy to that. Damar sham atana. So the amar shame atoga. The malach mentions the shame of Mufurish on the crown. Va'azal v'yasv bereshe. And the crown itself goes and ties itself on to Hashem. So it's not that this Malach has access to Hashem, because he doesn't. No one has access to Hashem, direct access to Hashem. It's that he would just write Shem Hashem on the crown, and the crown itself would go. So main point number one is that the Chayos, which are a very high type of angel, would move their bodies, but their feet would stay steady. That's what they say is the source for the idea of shuckling when davening, that we're trying to be like the angels, that we keep our feet in one place, but we make it look like we're moving. That's when we say Baruch Kvod Hashem Yimakomo in the different parts of Kedusha, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. We get up on our feet and, you know, on our toes and move, even though we still really stay in one place, to mimic the angels. Second main point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu conquered the whole world for Nebuchadnezzar just so that people shouldn't say that it's a lowly king who controls the Jewish people. It should be a person of stature. Amar Rava, Kol Shara Yecheskel Ra Yishayo. The entire description that Yecheskel has of the Maaseh Merkava, Yishayo saw all the same things. Ulama Yecheskel Doma, but why is Yecheskel described in such loftier terms and fancier terms? Because Yecheskel is like Leben Kfar Shara Samel. He's like a villager who comes to see the king. So everything was overwhelming for him. Ulama Yishayo Doma, you know what Yishayo was like? Leben Krach Shara Samel. He's like a city dweller who sees the king. So he's used to the big city. He's used to seeing impressive things. So he doesn't describe it in a way that's such a total blow away. Amrish Lakish, Maidik Siva Shira Lashem Ki Ga'o Ga'a. What's the expression that God is Ga'o Ga'a? Shira Lamisham is Ga'a Alagayim. It's a song for he who is mightier than those who are mighty. Tamarmar, Melch Shabachayos Ari, the king of all wild beasts is the lion. Melch Shabamemo Shar, the king of all domesticated animals is an ox. Melch Shabaofos Nesher, the king of all birds is an eagle. Va'adam is Ga'alei, and then a person rules over all of them. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Miskal, Kulan, and Hashem rules over all of them, Al Kol Olam Kulo, and over the entire world. So says Gemara, wait a second, Pasuk Echad Amar, we have one pasuk that says, Udumus Pnei Pnei Adam Pnei Aryeh, Eli Yamin Arbatam, Upnei Shmar, Upnei Shar Me'asmal Arbatan. So it describes the different faces on the throne of Hashem. So you see there's a face of a person, a lion, an ox, and an eagle. Uksiv, Arba Panim Le'echad Pnei Echad Pnei Kruv, Pnei Hasheni Pnei Adam, Shlishi Pnei Aryeh, Arvi Pnei Nesher, and then another description has an angel on it and no ox. So which is it? Is there the ox and no angel, or the angel and no ox? Amrei Shlakish, Rish Lakish explains, Yecheskel Bikesh Olav Rachamim, Yecheskel Davin to Hashem, that there shouldn't be an ox on the Merkava, V'afachal L'kruv, so God therefore changed it into a cherub, into an angel. Amr Lefanav, Ribbono Shalom, Kategor, Yasa Senegar, Hashem, Yecheskel said to Hashem, how's that the image of an ox going to protect us? If anything, it will just remind you of the Chet Egel, and that's not going to be good for us. My kruv, what is the exactly is the image of the angel of a kruv? What does a kruv look like? Amar Rabbi Kiravya, looks like the face of a child. Shekin Bavel, Karin the Yanuka, Ravya in Bavel, they would actually call a Yanuka, a child, a Ravya. So you see, Kruv is Kiravya, is a child. Amar Rav Papa Abaye, El Meatas Rav Papa says Abaye, if that's true that a Kruv is the face of a child, Tichsiv, Pnei Echad Pnei Kruv, Pnei Hasheni Pnei Adam, Ashlishi Pnei Aryeh Varvi Pnei Nesher, Hainu Pnei Kruv, Hainu Pnei Adam. It describes the faces on God's throne, and it says there is a face of a kruv, and second, there's a face of a person. Well, isn't a kruv just a baby person? So how can you call that two different things? Gemara says, well, api rav ravin, api zutri. A bigger face is an adult face, and a smaller face is a baby face. So there's room for both types of faces. So main point number, I think we're up to number three. Yeshayo saw everything that Yecheskel saw, but Yeshayo was more used to impressive things. He was like a city dweller who was more used to impressive things, so he doesn't describe it in such glowing terms. Main point number four, the faces on the Kisei HaKavod are a lion, an eagle, an ox, and a person, but ultimately the ox, which was changed into that of a kruv, of an angel, because oxen bring up memories of the Chet HaEgel. Kasav Echad Omer, we have one pasuk that says, Sheish Knafayim, Sheish Knafayim Le'echad, that each of the angels had six wings. Because Vechon Omer, V'arba Panim Le'echos, V'arba Knafayim Le'achas Lehem, that each one has only four wings. So Lokasha, Kan Bezman Shebisimigsh Kayim, Kan Bezman Shein Bisimigsh Kayim, Kaviyachos Shenismatu Kan Fe'achayim, that there's a difference when the Bisimigsh is around and when the Bisimigsh is not around. When we have a Bisimigsh, the Chayos have all their six wings. When the Bisimigsh aren't around, they're downgraded to only four-winged creatures, four-winged angels. Heminayu imut, which of the two wings were taken away? Amru Chanana Lamrav, Osan Sha'omros Shirubhan, the ones that they say Shiru with, Ksiv that they sing to Hashem with, because Ksiv Hacha, it says over here in Sefer Yeshaya, why it is it that they need all six wings, Ubishtaim Yofef, they fly with two of them, Vikorel Ze Elze, Ve'amar, And they call out to each other and they say, "Uksif ha'toif einecha ve'enenu," and toif is that they wave their wings at each other, and yet they became minimized because of the korban. For Rabbanan Amri, osin shemechasos ben ragleim. No, the wings that were cut off are the ones that they covered their legs with. Shnemer v'ragleim regel yishara. The pasuk describes it as if they have one straight leg. V'ilavdi imut min aviyada. If not for the fact that their wings that normally cover their legs are gone, how would we know that ragleim regel yishara, that they look like they have only one straight leg? Main point number five. After the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, two of the wings of the chayos were taken. Which two? Either the ones that say shira, or the ones that cover the legs. So the Gemara asks on the Rabbanan, how do we know that these wings that were nismait, were the ones that were nismait, and that's why Yecheskel knew what the legs looked like? Maybe he just got to see their legs. Maybe they lifted their wings and he saw it. If you don't say that, so you can say when it says that their face was the face of a person, you want to say that the wings that covered their face were also taken away. It must be that they exposed their face and Yecheskel saw it. So it could be the same thing with the legs. You don't know that necessarily they were taken away. So Gemara answers, you can't compare the face to the legs. It would be normal to expose your face in front of your Rebbe, so the angels might expose their face in front of Hashem. But it's not normal to expose your legs in front of Hashem, in front of your Rebbe. So the Chayos never would have exposed their legs in front of Hashem if not for the fact that they didn't have any wings to cover them with. Where the Gemara now asks a stira between two pasukim. One pasuk says, "Elef alfin yisham shemune v'riba ruvavin kanmo yikumun." Sounds like 1,000 times 1,000 angels serve Hashem, and 10,000 times 10,000 angels stand in front of him. And that's the number of angels that there are up in Shemayim. The Kasav Echad Omer, but another pasuk says, "Hayesh misper l'gedudav." Do you think there could be any number to the amount of legions that God has serving him up in Shemayim? It's infinite. So which is it? It's a stira. Is it infinite or is it not infinite? So the Gemara is going to have three resolutions to this stira. Resolution number one: Lokash kam bizman shebeisamigdash kayam, kam bizman shein beisamigdash kayam. Kaviyachol shenismata p'malya shel mala. When the beisamigdash was around, it was infinite. Now that the beisamigdash is not around, it's no longer infinite. It's like the heavenly legions have been limited. Tanya Rebbe Yom Mishum Abba Yosi Ben Dosai. Elef alfin yisham shemune, that's mispar gedud echad. 1,000 times 1,000 is one legion. L'gduda vein mispar, but the amount of legions, the amount of groups of troops that Hashem has up there is unlimited. So that's the second answer. That 1,000 times 1,000 is each, how much is in each group, but there are infinite groups. Rabbi Yehuda bar Abba Amar is third answer. Elef alfin yisham shemune l'nahar dinar, that's for the river of fire. Shenemer nahar dinor nagad v'nafak min kadmoi. So that's that just worked by that river of fire. So mehecha nafik, where do they come out from? Where does that river come out from? Mizei asun shel chayos. It comes out from the sweat of the chayos when they carry the kisei hakavod. Ulehechon shafik, and where does that river flow to? Amar zuch bartov yamrav al rosh rishayim begehenim. It flows directly onto the heads of the wicked ones in Gehenim. Shneamar hine saras Hashem chema yata v'sar mischolel al rosh rishayim yachul. That it will land on the heads of the wicked. Rav Achbar Yaakov Amar al asher kumtu. It's those generations that were supposed to be created, but God never created them. Shneamar asher kumtu v'lo eis. Nahar yutzak yisodim, that a river will come and will weaken their foundations. So main point number six, I think this is, that three resolutions to the contradiction, whether there is a number or it's an infinite number of angels that serve God. A, resolution A, is depends when there was a Beis HaMikdash, it was infinite, now it's not. B, each legion has a number, but there's an infinite number of legions. And C, there's a number that are right by the fiery river that lands on the heads of the Rishayim, but there's no number of total angels that actually serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that actually serve Hashem. Okay, so Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with a brisa about who are those generations that were never created. This reference to generations that were never created. Next time we'll pick up with Yudalim and Aleph with a brisa about who those nations were exactly.